Did you know that we're exposed to thousands of commercial messages every day? And are you aware that consumers tend to trust what influencers say about brands much more than what brands say about themselves?
When brands need to cut through the noise and reach consumers, influencer channels offer an unrivaled space to create genuine, meaningful dialogue and connect directly with consumers on their terms.
Welcome to Influencer Marketing Talks, a podcast brought to you by Cure Media, a leading influencer marketing company for fashion brands. This is your weekly podcast to understand more about influencer marketing and why it's such a powerful channel when it comes to building trust in your target group.
Every Wednesday, we'll cover topics such as how to build a successful influencer marketing strategy, how to measure the effects, the role of influencer marketing in the overall media mix, and of course, the latest trends and insights on what's up in the influencer marketing and social media sphere.
And we know you're busy, so every episode is right around 15 minutes. Perfect to tune into on your morning walk, during your morning routine, or on your way to and from work.
Join us and our expert guests to stay up to date and take your marketing strategy to the next level with influencer marketing, the world's fastest growing marketing method.
I'm Sanna Oudmark.
And I'm Frida Ekholm.
And this is Influencer Marketing Talks.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Influencer Marketing Talks, a podcast brought to you by Cure Media, the leading and award-winning influencer marketing agency helping brands grow since 2014. This is your bi-weekly podcast to learn more about the latest consumer behavior, innovative marketing strategy, and all things influencer marketing in right around 15 minutes. This might be a new voice for you that you've never heard before, so let me just briefly introduce myself. My name is Isabel Green, and I work with marketing and PR here at Cure Media. I'm here today to interview my brilliant colleague, Christian Malo. And Christian is one of our co-founders and has over 10 years of experience in the influencer marketing industry. He always comes up with a lot of new ideas and insights, and his latest interest is active attention. Welcome, Christian, to the podcast.
Thank you, Isabel, for having me. Super nice having the podcast today with you.
Yes, isn't this a pleasure? So today we're diving into the importance of active attention in marketing campaigns. So to begin, can you please just shortly explain why capturing active attention is such a crucial part of today's marketing landscape?
I think as we all know as marketeers that we are getting so much content nowadays from everything from brands, from influencers, from people in our own surroundings. So now the gold standard is how do we actually get active attention? And it's one of the big fields going forward when we've historically been looking a lot at reach, but now it's also reach that is making an impact on the consumer. And there's lots of new data coming on this regarding how you can actually build a brand when getting that active attention from the consumer. And I can just say fast, active attention, it's defined as concentrated awareness from the consumer. So it's a forward-leaning audience.
Okay, great to know. So can you share some other insights on how marketers can ensure that their campaigns are designed to really maximize the active attention?
Yeah, so what you can see from research today, it's if you're getting less than 2.5 seconds on your ads today, you're not actually making your brand top of mind. You can come with a product message, this is for sales, and make an impact. But when it comes to building brand, you have to get an attention above 2.5 seconds. And there is a big issue with this. There was a big study shown that 85% of all ads coming out from brands is actually less than 2.5 seconds, making it super difficult for brands to actually make a mark. They can do the product, but they can't build brand recognition over time.
That's so interesting because I can just think about like different platforms and if it's video or if it's picture, how it captures attention differently. So on that note, on platforms, how does the choice of the different platforms influence and capture the retention of an active attention in marketing campaigns?
Yeah, super good question. And I think one of the big issues going into 2024 is just how do you actually use the different platforms in the correct way. So if you look, for example, when it comes to active attention on TV, which is of course one of the big media channels, you actually have active attention, which is quite flat from the first second to the last second. But if you look at scrollable devices, like for example, social media, which we work with, of course, the first seconds, you can so easily scroll to the next ad, right? So it's all about creating content for the right platform. But I think a big issue which many brands have is they have a lack of content for social media. So they are just putting their TV content on social. But as the watch through is so much lower on social media as we scroll on, it's a big issue. And if you actually look at different studies when it comes to when are the brands actually showing what they're doing and what brand is actually behind the commercial. In average, the brand is coming after second 9, which is, of course, if you're working with TV, super, because you have a watch through rate from 45% to 40% to the end. But on social media, the drop off is after 2.5 seconds, 85% of all ads are scrolled past. So you're not even getting your brand across.
And I know our generation also, we've learned this now automatically. When we see if I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see an ad, I automatically just scroll by it. So I can also imagine like it takes a lot from a campaign to keep me for more than 2 seconds.
It's exactly like that. And of course, it's this is where we see influencer marketing is now making a big shift, looking at, for example, cost per second. So we have done a lot of studies now the last 2 months or the first 2 months of the year, seeing like organic influencer posts on Reels or TikToks. We're getting an average of 11 seconds view rate. So it's 11 seconds watch time from the beginning to the end. If you compare, for example, with Spark ads, they will add the frequency on top. So if, for example, if you have 2 seconds view time on the first one, and then you have 2 seconds again, 2 seconds again, Spark ads will say 10 seconds, but of course, it's only 2 seconds at the time with a frequency of 5. But what we are seeing, if you're working seamless into the channel and making the right content for TikTok or Instagram Reels, we're getting an average of 11 seconds, which is, of course, if you look also in creating a brand, and it's very, very connected to actual sales when you're getting that active attention from the audience, that you're creating sales and you're in memory. So after 2.5 seconds for every second, it's about 3 more days.
That's really crazy. So if I'm comprehending everything you're saying right, if I see a commercial, the first 2 seconds, I won't even notice it. And then every second after that, the commercial keeps my attention. It stays in my mind for 3 more days.
Exactly. And it's actually exponential. So when you're reaching up to, for example, 10 seconds, of course, it's going to be based on product and the creativity of the commercial. But 10 seconds gives you an average of 50 days. So it actually grows for every second that you are having the active attention from the audience.
And I know that we coach and speak a lot to our customers how important it is to work with brand hooks those first 2 seconds to keep the consumer and customer watching. And I know we always talk about like this opening frame that you have the brand colors or that you film the brand logo just to make sure to keep them watching. But for other marketers listening that haven't heard us talk about this before, do you have any other tips or tricks that you can share with them?
It's exactly as you say, because with the study shown, it's the most brands when they're doing TV commercials are having the brand from second 9 and forward. And of course, using that then on social media, it's not going to go through because we're not going to watch. When it comes to paid ads on social, you're probably going to watch 2.5 seconds or less to 85% degree. So it's just waste of money almost, because you're not even getting across what brand that is doing the commercial because we already scrolled to the next piece.
So how important is it then to work with creative campaigns? I know that we've started to work a lot with creative campaigns with our customers, but then it's almost crucial for companies to work with more creative and inspiring campaigns.
Yeah, because of course, with getting that creativity up, it grabs attention. When you grab attention the first seconds, the watch through is going to be much, much higher. So I think also looking into 2024, I think also people working with paid ads or influencer marketing or any channel is also going to divide it. If I have a reach of 100,000 people in the audience, how many people are actually watching? 25% or less, 50% or less, 75% or less, and how many is actually watching through the whole ad? Because it's going to be a big difference in impact in how many people you are actually getting to watch 5 seconds or 10 seconds, and also optimizing on time, not only on reach.
So to speak about, again, about the campaign that you spoke about, that we had 11 seconds watch time, what do you think differed in those videos compared to other videos that we've seen that we've also created that just has 3-4 seconds watch time?
Yeah, so when it comes to influencer marketing, it's really making it seamless into their channel. So 11 seconds, it's the average for January, February. But we actually had a campaign last week where the organic material, we had an average of 21 seconds. And it was just about making a unique brief for every single influencer that was in the campaign. So they could fit in the brand and fit in the campaign message naturally into the channel. So the consumer watching this content on TikTok or Instagram Reels, for them, it was almost like not watching a commercial. It was just like the content they usually watch on that channel. So it just gave amazing results when it comes to active attention.
And I saw one of those videos that really caught my attention. It was a girl telling a story. And the story was actually the campaign, but the center part of it was she told the story from her perspective of what happened in her life. Yep. And now this didn't really happen. As I said, it was the campaign, but the comments also went crazy. So I feel like that is also maybe something that it gives more engagement if you also get a higher active attention.
Yeah, I think a lot of marketers looking into influencer marketing, they want to make like a square brief that fits perfectly into maybe many other channels. But as influencers are personal individuals with a relationship to their follower base, you have to really, really work with how they are creating content, how they have made the relationship with their followers to grab their attention. Because of course, millennials, Gen Z, they really, really don't like ads. So it's super important that that creative fits. And she did it superbly. I think she almost had more than 30, 40 seconds average view time on her video.
That's crazy. So as a marketer listening to this, when you said that they need to create a new brief for every single influencer, I can imagine they get a headache and feel like that's a lot of effort. But then it's probably 100% worth it, right?
Exactly. Because again, you can always get the same amount of reach. But again, it's about making an impact on the brand, everything from awareness to purchase intent and brand love. And to create those brand lifts in a brand funnel, especially upper funnel, you need more time. So if you're not making the briefs correct for the influencer, and it's just like a TV commercial put on TikTok or Instagram, it's not going to work. And the consumer is just going to scroll on. And you're probably going to get time less than 2.5 seconds. And if you get time less than 2.5 seconds, you're not going to be top of mind again. So it's all about getting that time with consumers. And today's consumers are super stressed. It doesn't matter if they have work, they have family, they have friends, they have everything they have to do. So we are naturally stressed 2024. So you have to work with the consumers and not just throw them your sales pitch.
If I'm also thinking into my own life, often when I come home, I jump into my sofa and I put on the television and there's a series going. Often I also sit with my cell phone and scroll maybe Instagram or TikTok, and that's a really bad behavior. Obviously, my attention is broken. I need to be really have a lot of things going on at the same time. But is that also a difference then? Can you see a difference in active attention between the platforms? Like if it's out of home or if it's television or if it's social media, what insights do you have there?
Yeah, so when it comes to attention, it's split into three. So it's non-attention, that you're really not watching the commercial. And then it's passive attention, which is just like you said, you might be watching TV, but you're scrolling on your phone at the same time or talking to your partner at home. And then it's active attention, when you have your full audience actually watching the commercial. And on TV, it's still quite flat. So passive attention, it's quite flat on TV, all over from the first second to the last second. But on social media, again, it goes down quite quite fast. So you have to be very, very early when it comes to paid ads. But what we see with influencer marketing is that you are getting that active attention over a longer period of time.
Okay, so to summarize for those who weren't keeping an active attention during the whole episode, can you summarize three key points that you want all the listeners to bring from this episode?
Firstly, I would say the importance and all the data surrounded that active attention is highly has a high correlation with actual sales. So that's the importance of it. Secondly, I would say working with an audience that today is not watching linear TV with commercial, how do you actually get time with them to build brand? As a generation that is 40, 45 and downwards are not watching linear TV in the same extent as the older generation. And I think also thirdly, when you're looking at the different ads you are doing digitally, how do you actually analyze it? I know that many today look at average time in total for the whole reach, but how does it differ? How many are watching 25%, 50%, 75%? And have that as an important part when actually analyzing your ads.
Great insights. And I think it's really valuable to hear from another perspective and also get these reminders, because it's probably something marketers all know deep down inside. But then when you get these clear statistics, you really push that message forward. And I think what burned into my mind is that the first 2 seconds completely waste, and then that you keep for every second, you stay in the memory for 3 days longer. That is what I'm going to at least get from this episode.
Yeah. And there is a lot of study also showing that active attention is highly connected with sales. And I think this is why it's also going to grow into importance the next coming years.
I can't agree more. Thank you so much, Christian, for joining this episode. It was a pleasure to have you here and hear you talk about active attention.
Super nice being here. Thank you, Isabel.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of Influencer Marketing Talks. To stay current with our latest podcast episodes, the latest consumer marketing trends, and insightful updates on social media and influencer marketing, make sure to follow us on our social media at Cure Media on all platforms.